He never ages. His voice is immediately recognizable, and the gold standard quality you expect from Brian Free is a given. But what about off the road, everyday, family man? Next with Brian Free.
Welcome to Daniel Britt and Friends, an hour of good music and fun conversations featuring gospel music's brightest new artists, as well as legendary tributes and memories from its past. Now, here is Daniel Britt.
So he's sitting here with us, Brian Free of Brian Free and Assurance. And, you know, off the bat there, I got to say, you really don't age. I've watched you from the Gold City days up until now. You're grandpa now, but you don't look it. How do you stay young?
You're too kind. I wish that were true, but I'm starting to feel it a whole lot more than I used to. I enjoy life. I enjoy the road. I enjoy what God has allowed me to do for so many years. And, it's just as far as the never aging. You can't, obviously you're closing your eyes and you're not seeing the gray hair.
Well, the weight of responsibility. It was. I'm sure we've talked about this a little bit. When you jump from the Gold City ship to your own realm of, you did some trio work and then quartet. Has that brought about its own amount of stress that you never imagined?
Well, I had the privilege of from 1986 in Gold City years, myself and Ivan and Gary. And Tim took over the reins of Gold City. We became the owners of Gold City, equal partners there, and we ran that group from 86 until I left in January of 94. So I got a good taste, at young years, of knowing some of the ins and outs of the business, and other than just hopping on the bus and singing and setting up the equipment and things, we all had our own duties. Hmm. And so it taught me an awful lot there. Kind of set me up for the future. God knew what he was doing then.
Quartet members typically don't get that kind of training, do they?
No, absolutely not. 98% of your quartet members have no clue, and that's not anything negative toward
right,
them.
Right.
It's not. I didn't before I did. And before I got involved in it, I had no clue of what all is encompassed in making a group work, I mean, to making it take place, making it happen each week.
And outside of a formal business school, but really, touches on some good areas, but not necessarily quartet areas, you know.
Yeah.
There's no real school, I'm trying to say here, to go to say, here's how you learn to manage a quartet, right?
No. Because daily, there are different things to deal with.
Yeah.
Some of the stuff, I guess I could say, my youngest son, Bryce, is in college at Belmont University, and there in Nashville. And getting his degree in music business management.
Mm-hmm.
And so when he comes out, he will have leaps and bounds ahead of a concept of what I've had to go through and learn on my own. So it's might have been on-the-job training, pretty much.
Has he already called you with some things? Hey, they're teaching us this, and you thought they're either crazy or that's brilliant.
we've had a lot of conversations, and I've learned some things from him, actually, already.
Yeah.
Some things that he would give me. I would already have a general knowledge of, but he would give me a more in-depth take on what really was taking place here or taking place there.
Brian Free of Brian Free and Assurance is with us. You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends.
There's a sparkle in your eye and a smile on your face. Joy down in your heart, and I wonder what took place. Got a spring in your step, and a song is on your lips. Now you're acting like all heaven is at your fingertips. You must have met him. You have the symptoms of someone who fell in love. You must have met him. Like the leper and the lame, life changed the day he came. Like the thousands that were fed, the catered couple that must have met him. They said that you had changed, the time would pull you back. You've been this way before, so it won't really last. But later must have met him. You become a stranger, but what happened isn't bad. We wouldn't trade the new you for the old you that we had. Like the leper in the lane, life changed the day he came. Like the thousands that were fed, the Canaan couple that
Daniel Britton Friends with our guest today, Brian Free of Brian Free and Assurance. And by the way, a project worth getting your hands on is this Greatest Hits album, because you guys have put out an immense, in fact, just this morning I saw a blog post that was written about the top Brian Free and Assurance albums if you were stranded on a deserted island, which ones would you take with you? And people are debating, oh, I definitely take this one, or, well, not so much that one, but I would take this one. And, you know, it's always fun to see what people, how people react to what you put your blood, sweat, and tears into. But a Greatest Hit albums, I mean, you can't go wrong there, because that's tried and tested. When you go to concerts and you're preparing a program and the people out in the venue tell you, hey, we want to hear this, I'm sure that's what weighed into your song selection there, right?
Oh, absolutely. Over the last 18, we are now 18 years old as the group Brian Free and Assurance, and time flies. And God has blessed us over the 18 years with some wonderful songs. It's not anything that we have done individually. I want to be very careful in the fact that we don't take the credit for the wonderful songs. None of us write our own songs, so we depend on a team of writers that we've over the years depended on to take what we want to say and say it in a song. And so God has blessed us. Songs down through the years from the beginning of this group have truly ministered to us too. And the Season to Remember, which is what the Greatest Hits Project is called, it's been a blessing to us. I mean, actually, you don't really realize how blessed you've been on songs until you sit down after they gave me the CD when I first got it and I sat down and listened to it. Because the record company chose the songs to put on it. They didn't ask me, you know, which the Bears seldom do. But they put some great songs together. And so I sat down and listened to it and I said, you know, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for such great songs.
It's like a scrapbook, probably, you know, to go back and flip through memories. Or, oh, that really was a great song. We should resurrect that.
And see, that's the hard thing to do. We had so many songs down through the years that we have fallen in love with as a group on stage. And people request. We still have requests for soundtracks through our office, through our online bookstore, that go back 18 years. We had someone email this week and want the soundtrack to Stand Up For What I Stand For, which is our very first single. 18 years ago. And it was new to them. That's what's amazing is when people run across your music, it may be 15, 16, 17, 18 years later, but they've run across that and that song has been very special to them. And you're like, wow, we haven't done that one in a long time.
I remember, and we're in Atlanta, by the way, right near your hometown, and down the hall here, I remember working at a radio station playing gospel music, and I remember getting requests for the song For God So Loved, which, by the way, is the gospel in a song, and
it is.
That's become one of your best-known songs.
It truly is. That's a very special song to me because, you know, we've recorded that song twice. We did it on the original For God So Loved album, which was back in, I want to say, 96 or 7. And that was a great cut. But when we did our live in New York City in, 2000, I believe it was, 2002, 3, 4, I lose track, I'm sorry. But when we did that one, we re-recorded the song, and we took advantage of the fact that we had the Christ Tabernacle, the Christ Church Choir with us.
Right.
And some of the members were from Brooklyn Tab also. They kind of intermingle on their choir setups. And so we took advantage of our live in New York recording and did the song again. And it just took on a whole new life.
Wow.
It really did.
Brian Free of Brian Free and Assurance. You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends.
Forever they were banished from their paradise. God passed through Eden's garden gates alone. But his compassion wrote the pages, unfolding through the ages, of a love that remains the greatest ever known. For God so assembly passed through Zion's gates. Then the gloom of Calvary's sorrows dashed hopes of bright tomorrows, when the heart of a loving Father turned away. For God so sacred blood for God.
like the Daniel Britt and Friends page on Facebook, tweet at Britt and Friends on Twitter, or simply visit the full site at danielbritt.com.
Abraham stood looking down on the son he loved. Tears filled his eyes, seeing Isaac tied up. Everything seemed hopeless as the knife was raised, but hope turned the page. Pharaoh and his army quickly closing in. For Moses and God's children, the road seemed at an end. The Red Sea stood before them, such a helpless place. Oh, change the wonder and surprise. Sometimes before a miracle, our God sets the stage to show He will always come through. So turn the page. We'll stand in shadows on a long dark night when our faith is tested. Our soul is tried. We can trust there's life beyond each heartache. Oh, turn the page. You won't believe your eyes see the change, the wonder and surprise. Sometimes before a miracle, our God sets the stage to show.
Daniel Britt and Friends with Brian Free sitting around the table with us, and the project we're remembering, really, a lot of great hits. It's from Seasons to Remember, and also the latest project that was put up when you guys went in and cut some new stuff was Never Walk Alone. Yes. We're hearing cuts from that as well. Some great songs there that really, the past couple of years, really impacted radio. And you're working on a new project as we speak, right?
Yes, we are. We start tracking in a few weeks, and this project will be out in April. And I'm slaving over material.
Yeah.
Gone through already. Ricky and I were, my oldest son, Ricky, who's our producer. We were going over songs the other day and determining how many we had gone through between him and myself.
Yeah.
To pick the 10 songs we'll end up putting on the CD. And we've gone through a little over 1,100 songs so far.
Wow.
And we've narrowed it down to 8.
Oh, boy.
We've got two more to choose.
Well, you should go out to dinner and celebrate. That's an achievement there.
Yeah.
So you've got two sons?
Two sons. Ricky is my oldest son. He's 28 years old.
Yeah.
Him and his wife Kelly.
Uh-huh.
And my grandson, Jude. They live there in Nashville. And my youngest son, Bryce, is 20 years old. And he lives in Nashville also, goes to Belmont University.
Does that give you a place to crash if you ever have to do studio work in Nashville?
Absolutely. I'm going to take advantage of it anytime I can.
Exactly.
Can spend time with my boys and my grandson.
Absolutely. Okay, so here's a kind of a random question, but one that I've been thinking about a lot because I think about this sort of thing. I don't know if you're a big reader or even if you're not, it's okay, but maybe is there something from the last book that you've read that keeps kind of coming back to your mind, or something that you're still digesting, you're still thinking about, or quoting to people or just referring back to a lot?
I am a reader to a certain degree. I'm one of those. I have to admit, I'm a little old school, so I don't read as much as I should.
Yeah.
I've got like a very big collection of books, and I'll get a book, and I will live with the book for a while.
Yeah.
I'll read it, and then I will get away from it for a few weeks, and I'll start it over again.
Yeah.
So right now, I'm reading Dr. David Jeremiah's book on Revelations. And it's been out for many, many years, but it just kind of expels all the details of Revelations. And I'm a big, as far as the books of the Bible, of course, I love them all. But I love Revelations. I love Daniel. I love Ezekiel. I love prophecy. I love just sitting down and reading and being able to analyze what's going to take place and what's meant by certain symbols. And I do a lot of really studying, so I don't just read the book. I'll read. You know, 15 or 20 pages, and then I will study what I've read. So, that book right there, especially in these days, I believe we all believe as Christians, we all know as Christians that we are in the last days, and the things that seem to amaze people of the world around us don't necessarily need to surprise or amaze us as Christians. We need to realize where we are in the time.
You ever feel like you take a book, you said you kind of maybe restart it. Have you ever taken a book and it's the kind of book that you really don't like to let out of your possession because you'd like 3 years down the road to go back and just reread it because you know you've missed something or you'll need a refresher on it?
I do not let any of my books out of my possession. If anyone takes one of my books, it will be one of my sons or it will be my wife.
Yeah.
And they know where it goes when it's time to bring it back, because I do keep them you're right. Yeah. I do want to revisit those.
And what about Kindles or the ebook stuff?
You doing that? I'm not. There again, I'm old school. My wife has an iPad, and she reads her books on her iPad. And I will pick up the hardback or the paperback, and I will read the book. I haven't gotten into that yet. I guess maybe that's just a generational gap a little bit. But I have an iPhone, though. I've got an iPhone. Yeah. Can you believe that? And so. And I even have a laptop, but
I'm split. I like both, and what I found with a Kindle or an ebook is that I can take it with me more places.
That's true.
And if I'm in a shopping mall, sitting in the husband chair, I think, oh, I got a book I can read.
That is true.
And I don't always carry a paperback around. You know,
that is true.
Okay, so 18 years of traveling as Brian Free Insurance, but many more years than that, obviously, in your career. Not to make you sound old or anything.
Thanks, Daniel.
Where is the smallest place in America you've parked the bus to sing? There's a really big deal when you pulled into town because nobody ever pulls into that town.
Yeah, anybody that's been on the road any length of time in gospel music, or I think in any type of music, because you can. This is pretty much across the board. Goodness, we have pulled into churches before in the past that have the bus has actually been bigger than the church.
Wow!
So I think the smallest that I can remember would probably be a church that we did in Ohio many, many years ago. And if you had packed that church out and got every human being you could get in that church, you would have about 40 people.
Wow. I mean,
that's truly small.
Yeah, yeah.
But we had a good time.
I bet you did. There's something unique about doing that, though, and knowing that people generally, if they've gone to the trouble of bringing you, they're passionate about hearing the gospel.
That's it. I'd rather sing to 40 excited people about the Lord and about the music that we're singing than to be in a church or an auditorium where there's 5,000 people and they're just there for the entertainment part. Yeah.
Great was the burden I couldn't bear. The sorrow and shame in this heart of despair. Great was the guilt and unbearable load. The weight of my sin and the debt that play. Victory.
grace, grace that will pardon and cleanse within.
This is Daniel Britton Friends.
There have been times when I believe that your approval means a life that's free of pain. Yet how many saints I know about have served you without any earthly gain. In their suffering they discovered your sufficiency. Maybe sacrifice is where your sweetest blessings wait for me.
If it takes a valley to really know your grace, or if it's in the desert where I'll meet you face to face, then turn the path I'm driving to some dark and lonely place. 'Cause if it takes a valley, then a valley's what I'll take.
Have I mentioned that I'm clinging to your promise that I'm safe within your will? Have I told you how it feels to face the enemy?
Know you're greater still.
Yes, I had to walk through danger, Lord, so you could show
the way you'd cover me with mercy and you'd never let me go. If it takes a valley to really know your grace, or if it's in the desert where I'll meet you face to face, then turn the path I'm driving to some dark and lonely place. 'Cause if it takes a valley,
if it takes a valley to really know your grace, or if it's in the desert where I'll meet you face to face.
If it takes a valley to really know your grace, or if it's in the desert where I'll meet you face to face, then turn the path I'm driving to some dark and lonely place. If it takes a valley, if it takes a valley,
then a valley's what I'll take.
Assurance here on Daniel Britt and Friends. And we've talked about your sons. Tell us about your wife.
My beautiful wife, Pam.
Yeah.
Pam and I have been married now for 29 years. And we dated for about 2.5 years before that. So we've been together for a long, long time. We grew up together.
Nice.
We're not too far away from each other. About, I guess, about 10, 12 miles we live from each other. We went to the same private Christian school in our junior high and high school years and graduated
together. Is this in Georgia?
Yes. Yes, it's here in Atlanta Metro.
Yeah.
And we've just been inseparable for over 31 years.
Now, when you were with Gold City, did you commute to Gadsden, or did you actually relocate?
Well, see, Gold City originally started in Dahlonega, Georgia.
Well, that's true. Yeah.
So I commuted back and forth from Dahlonega for a number of years, and then we moved the office. When me and Tim and Ivan and Gary took the group over, we all had, like I said earlier, our own little duties.
Yeah.
And one of them we had, none of us, the rest of us, wanted any part of was being the contact at that point between the record companies and the booking agencies and handling the clerical part. So Tim made the comment that if nobody else wanted it, he would do it. So we gave that to him. So that was his thing. So, and since he moved, he was originally from Gadsden, Alabama, that area, Glencoe, we moved the office there. So that's how that came about. So then I commuted back and forth from Glencoe for a number of years.
So back to your wife and living there in Metro Atlanta. If we were sitting in your living room right now and we were looking around at whatever you had on the walls or on the mantle, or was there something that the average person walking into your living room would say, "Hey, Brian, what's this all about?" Or explain this one. Is there something that is kind of unique to your family, or is just kind of one of those odd pieces of furniture or decorative items that either was given to you or has a special story behind it?
Not really. Not upstairs in the living area, only because my wife is somewhat of an interior decorator, and she's very careful about what she allows me to display or put up or is on the mantle or in the bookcases and bookshelves. So I guess conversation piece wise, if you were to walk in, I would have to say the entertainment center in our family room. On the shelves, you'll see the awards that the wonderful people have given us over the years. Yeah. You know, and that's the Dove Awards, the Singing News Fan Awards, the SGMA Awards, all those things that people look at and they say, "Wow!" And I do look at them also and say, "Wow!" Down through the years, because you're blessed when someone gives you that. It's not something you necessarily earned, in my opinion, because the Singing News Fan Awards, they are fan awards. Mm-hmm. So they're not voting for the best of this or the best of that necessarily. They're voting for who they love and who has touched their hearts and who's ministered to them during that year. And that means a lot.
Okay, finish this sentence. I'd rather have a root canal than blank.
Oh, goodness.
Would it be washing windows like this guy outside the window here, seven stories high?
I would have to say that would work. You wouldn't catch me doing that. I have a fear of heights.
Yeah.
I'd rather have a root canal than to have to work on the bus.
So you don't do much of that.
I do as little as possible.
You go across the state to Jeff Easter, right?
No, I'm one of those. Down through the years, I've always been. My father was a mechanic for many years. He was a police officer in law enforcement for over 40 years, but he was also a mechanic. So I grew up mechanically inclined, learning from him. So there's a lot of things I do like to do on the bus, but then when it's sitting right there in my driveway in my yard plugged up, it's kind of I feel like I'm out there working on the bus and I'm not inside the house, I'm not with my family, this kind of thing. So that's probably the most tearing thing. It tears me between going inside the house and being home when I'm home, because what I do is 7 days a week. I'm either in the office, I'm on the road, or I'm doing something on the bus, or those kind of things. We don't really have, if you're anyone that's a manager or owner of a group, there's no such thing. It's really a day off.
Last time we were together, it was you and me and Bill.
Yes.
Bill Shivers.
Yes.
So tell me about Bill, because part of some of the online comments I saw this morning that happened to crop up on the day of this taping was give me the best Brian Free Insurance albums out there, and somebody made a comment that Bill Shivers is worth whatever Brian Free pays him.
Let me tell you something. In my personal opinion, God has blessed me right now, and I've had some great members down through the years, so this is nothing negative about anyone who's been on my bus. Mm-hmm. But the members I have right now, I am happier with, I think, than any group of guys that I've ever had on the bus. Mm-hmm. Bill has been with me 11 years.
Wow.
And that right there in itself in gospel music is very, very rare.
Yeah.
It just doesn't happen. And Bill is truly an amazing singer. When I listen to past CDs, or I listen to him every night, stand back and listen to him, he still amazes me. Bill is a phenomenal, phenomenal singer, and he's a great guy. And he's probably the most, he flies under the radar more than anybody, I believe, with that ability than anybody I can think of in gospel music. Because as far as talent's concerned, there's not a lead singer out there that can touch him. And I would say that if he were with any other group, I would be sitting here and saying, you know, Daniel, that Bill Shriver's guy that sings with so-and-so, he's the best. He is. He truly is a great singer and a great guy.
Brian Free of Brian Free and Assurance. A couple of projects we're listening to today is Seasons to Remember, Greatest Hits Project, and of course, Never Walk Alone, which cannot go unnoticed, and we're featuring it today on Daniel Britt and Friends.
You wouldn't think a child of 7 could have done much that she regrets, but in her heart she knows she needs you. She's learned about your life and death. She and her daddy knew together. She prays you'll forgive her sin. And now this story gets familiar. This is the part where you come in. In a hospital room one night. For some, the first time that we hear you. Or one last chance before we die. But you're always waiting with forgiveness. No matter what we've done or been. You hear us crying for your mercy. That's the part where you come in.
And everything's new, everything's changed. For each heart is different, yet somehow the same. For the rest of our lives, the story we'll tell again and again. It's the part where
redeemed. This is Daniel Britt and Friends.
I remember the moment I can take you to the place. Every burden was lifted, every sin was washed away. But as time passes by, Lord, if ever I fail to remember the price that you paid,
remind me of the thorns you wore as a crown, the stripes that you bore, and the blood flowing down the nail.
think of your mercy, how you love someone like me. I'm amazed by your goodness, and it brings me to my knees. But if life takes its toll, and it's not well with my soul, then Lord, take me back to Calvary.
Friends today with Brian Free of Brian Free and Assurance, our guest around the table. So let's talk about music. And this is a question I like to give to musicians, songwriters, and those who are. And by the way, you're getting ready to record an album, so this is probably an easy type answer for you. But if you were to stand up right now, walk out of the studio, drive to a recording studio, music studio, and record one song for the world to get as a free Starbucks iTunes download, like next week, what song, what message would that song have?
You're referring to one of our songs or a song in general?
Yeah, well, if you were to go out and write a song or go out and try to find, hey, I need a song for this particular week and this particular year, whatever the economy is doing, whatever politics is doing, this is what the world needs to hear.
Wow.
Tomorrow.
It's hard to narrow down to one song.
Because typically you plan. You have to plan so far in advance for the project.
Yes.
And some things change, you know, in the world during those times. But a lot of times it's a very timely album that comes out, I think.
Yeah, it is. Truly, my heart has been heavy the last, three or four or five years. And our projects reflect that, I believe, in the material, just like this new CD that we're doing, the new project we're doing now. These songs are... we try to go with a somewhat of a theme on a project, if possible. Sometimes the material doesn't fall together to do that. But this one here is about restoration. It's about hope.
Yeah.
And I'm not referring to political hope. That word has been more out lately. I'm referring to hope in Jesus Christ, hope in our future, because it is so easy nowadays, without getting in a long discussion, it is easy for even Christians to get a little discouraged. To get down about the things we see around us and we hear around us, because there's a lot going on. So these songs are about hope. They are about restoration. They're about grace. And we just needed that more than focusing on recording a song that deals with what's going on in this particular time politically or economically. I believe it's more important that we focus on the strength of ourselves spiritually. Because if we're where we need to be spiritually, and our walk is what it needs to be with the Lord, or we at least strive every day to be better in our walk with the Lord, then the things around us that take place around us, they really shouldn't matter as a Christian, because my hope's not in Washington. It's not in the Iowa caucus.
Sure.
It's not in a candidate. it's in my hope is in the Lord. And I know that he's going to take care of me no matter what takes place in our country around us.
As you travel, you have your finger on the pulse. We talked about big cities and small towns alike, and you you get to see reality more than the news media can paint the picture on TV, I think.
Absolutely.
So, like, for instance, the economy. Is it as bad as we hear, or is it worse, you think?
In my own personal opinion, I believe it is not as bad as what we are told every day on TV and on the radio. There are people suffering. There's a lot of people unemployed. There's a lot of good people that are going through hard times. To say anything different would be an absolute. Sure. You had to be an idiot to say that.
Yeah.
So, but what I do see, I don't see the despair, and maybe it's because we're around mostly Christian people. But I thank God for that. I thank God that we're not seeing people that are just giving up. I don't see people that are throwing their hands up and just saying, what's going to come next, for the most part. Because people are, if we are Christian, we need to realize, again, that we know who holds tomorrow. We know who holds today. So if we truly have faith in who we say we have faith in, and as our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, then we cannot let every day's events or what we see in a poll or what we see on a Wall Street report or what the Dow is doing or what NASDAQ is doing. We don't need to let that dictate our attitude, our feelings. But so I see, like, to answer your question in a couple of sentences, I see it is rough in places, some places more than others. But those are places that were already economically a little hard to begin with. But people in general are, I believe, a Christian people, we realize that there's hope, and there's no reason to go to bed at night worried about what's going to take place tomorrow.
Brian Free of Brian Free and Assurance, and you're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends.
Arms stretched out wide, barely hanging on to life, left to suffer on your own. You came for all mankind to bridge the great divide, and somehow ended up alone. Because of all the blood and tears you shed, I will never know that kind of loneliness. Your spirit never leaves me. Even when I'm hurting, I don't have to bear that burden on my own. You carried all the pain and buried all the shame when you made that rugged tree your righteous throne. Because of you, I'll never walk alone. You came here as a man. I know you understand what it's like to walk these roads. Though my problems don't compare that crown you had to wear, still you take them as your own. Because of all the blood and tears you shed, I will never know that kind of loneliness. Your spirit never leaves me. Bear that burden on my own. You carried all the pain and buried all the shame when you made that rugged tree your righteous throne. And because of you, I'll never walk alone.
the shame when you made that rugged tree your righteous throne. Because of you, I'll never walk alone. Lord, because of you, I'll never walk alone. I'll never walk
God has called me to go and take the good news to the lost. God has called me to sing, so no matter what the cost, I will follow as He leads, for He promised as I go, He will draw the world to Him as I make His message known. It's not my job, it's my life. I don't sing for earthly gain. I do it all for Christ. To be a witness and a warrior and a living sacrifice.
It's not my job,
it's my life. Sometimes the road is long, and sometimes the way is rough. Sometimes I lie awake and wonder if I've done enough. But then I rise to thank my God that He has trusted me to once again lift high the cross so that everyone can see. It's not my job.
Brian Free of Brian Free and Assurance, our guest this week. But we're going to put a bookmark here and pick up again next week with more from Brian Free in the studio around our table. Make sure you're here again then.
Listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. Each week, Daniel brings you exciting music, conversation, and news updates from the world of Southern Gospel. You can hear many of the interviews again online at danielbritt.com. Make a date next week for Daniel Britt and Friends.